Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. You know, I don't know about the rest of you, but when I hear a list that includes some of the great heroes of the faith who conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and on, I can't help but feel just a little bit inadequate. I suppose that if I were the evangelical pietist that Dr. Rast always accuses me of being, and I'm not denying that I am, but I could preach a nice sermon challenging each of you to live up to the examples of these great heroes. If they did all of these things by their faith, imagine what you could do with yours, if only it was strong enough. The victorious Christian lifestyle can be yours if you work hard enough, and since I am in the development office, if you donate enough money to the church. Imagine the possibilities. In fact, come to think of it, we should add a faith demonstration component to the new curriculum and then tie it directly to the call process. The bigger the demonstration of your faith, the bigger the parsonage and the closer it is to a golf course. Of course, if you don't play golf, maybe we can make arrangements that, according to the demonstration of your faith, you could be as close to or as far away from your mother-in-law as your faith warrants. Of course, that kind of approach doesn't do justice to our reading. Because to put it simply, faith is not a superpower. In addition to those who by faith accomplished great things were also those who were tortured, even refusing release. Others suffered mocking and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Anyone going on vicarage? In other words, faith does not bring with it the guarantee of a life lived out amidst great signs and wonders. Faith does not make you immune to the varied changes and chances of this life. Faith does not make you healthy, wealthy, or wise according to the standards of this world. At the same time, suffering is not a guarantee of faith. Bad things can and do happen to bad people. Good, faithful Christians can be found everywhere and in all circumstances. Faith can exist in times good and bad, and in situations good and bad. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. If the evidence of faith were found in things visible, then confession would give way to demonstration, and the "we believe" of the creeds would become the "we perform" of deeds. In fact, faith is not this independent thing in and of itself. Faith does not exist for its own sake. Faith has an object. Faith is not about itself. Faith is all about Jesus Christ. Faith is not about all the amazing things that you can do, nor about the tortures that you can suffer. Faith is about the amazing things that Jesus did on your behalf and all the things he suffered in your place. Faith is about the cross and about the promise of God that on the cross, all that matters for your salvation was accomplished through the death of his Son. Your faith is not demonstrated by your doing miraculous things or suffering the unbearable. Your faith is demonstrated by believing that this death applies to your sins, that in the resurrection of Jesus is the promise of your own resurrection. It is fitting that we hear these words of our reading here at the end of the season of Easter. For it is the promise of resurrection that is spoken of here. Resurrection is the ultimate reward of faith. Resurrection is what we look forward to. It was the promise of resurrection that allowed people to refuse release so they could rise to a better life. It is the promise of resurrection that all the saints of God in all times and in all places look forward to. It is that same promise of resurrection that each of you received in your baptisms. Resurrection is that something better that God has provided so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Amen. And the peace of God, which is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.